Most business leaders believe imposter syndrome is a confidence problem. That if you feel like you're not good enough, you just need more belief, more certainty, more mindset work. But that belief is actually what keeps leaders stuck. Because imposter syndrome in business leadership is almost never about confidence. It's about leadership design. And more specifically, how your leadership design impacts your team performance, accountability, and overall business outcomes.
Welcome to the High Impact Leader Podcast, a leadership podcast for business owners and leaders who want self-managing teams, stronger accountability, and scalable performance without carrying everything themselves. If you're ready to focus on leadership design, not just effort, you're in the right place.
Hey, I'm your host, Brendan Rogers. So let me bring this back for a second. Most leaders believe that if they feel like an imposter, it means they lack confidence as a leader. That they're not ready to lead at this level, not equipped for this level of business leadership. And if you've ever thought, I don't know if I'm leading this team properly, or I feel like I'm winging it at this level, I get it. Because as your business grows, you're no longer just responsible for your work. You're responsible for team engagement, for accountability, for team performance. You're leading through people now, and that changes everything. You care more. The stakes are higher. More people rely on you. That pressure is real. And most leaders interpret that pressure as a personal gap. But here's what's actually happening behind the scenes. You start second-guessing decisions. Your decision-making slows down. You hesitate where you used to act. You overthink conversations. You hold on to work longer than you should. Not because your team isn't capable, but because your leadership structure feels unclear. So you compensate. You get more involved. You stay closer to the detail. You try to feel more confident before stepping forward. And without even realizing it, your leadership load increases. Ownership drifts upward. Accountability weakens. Your team starts managing up instead of owning outcomes. Team engagement drops. And team performance becomes dependent on you again. Not because of your people, but because of your leadership design. Hear this. Imposter syndrome is not a confidence problem. It's a leadership design problem. And it shows up most clearly in how your team performs without you. So why does this even happen? Well, as your business grows, your leadership role changes. You move from doing the work to leading through people, from making decisions to designing decision-making frameworks, from driving results to building scalable leadership systems. But most business owners and leaders don't redesign their leadership patterns when this shift happens. They keep leading at the new level with the structure of the old one, and that's where the disconnect begins. In the High Impact Leader framework, leadership moves through stages. Hands-on hustler, organized operator, emerging leader, team performance leader, and high impact leader. Imposter syndrome doesn't show up randomly. It spikes during stage transitions because your leadership load increases while your control decreases. Your visibility increases, your responsibility expands, and your old way of leading stops working. If your leadership rhythm and structure don't evolve, your team performance becomes inconsistent. And if you're still operating with the identity of your previous stage, you will feel like a fraud at the next one. Not because you don't belong there, but because your leadership design hasn't caught up. You're not feeling like an imposter syndrome because you're underqualified. You're feeling like an imposter because you're over-relying on a leadership structure that no longer fits. And this is where most leaders go wrong. They try to fix the feeling instead of fixing the structure. More mindset, more confidence work, more self-talk. But confidence is not the starting point. It's the result. When leadership feels unstable, check the design. Is your role clearly defined at this stage? Is your leadership rhythm consistent? Are decision-making expectations clear? is ownership and accountability visible across your team? Are performance metrics driving behavior without your involvement? Because scalable leadership is built on clarity and not effort. And when structure's unclear, ambiguity increases. And your brain interprets ambiguity as inadequacy. Chaos creates insecurity. Structure creates confidence. And this is what I call the leadership identity shift. Stage transition happens. If structure evolves, identity stabilizes and confidence follows. But if structure doesn't evolve, identity destabilizes. And you label that destabilization as imposter syndrome. So the sequence matters. Design first, identity second, and confidence last. A lot of leaders think, this is just part of leadership. I just need to push through it. But if you don't redesign your leadership, that feeling doesn't go away. It compounds. And eventually, it turns into inconsistent team performance, increased leadership load, and a team that depends on you more and not less. So here's where to reset. Ask yourself, what stage am I actually operating at right now? What part of my leadership structure is weakest? Is it role clarity, leadership rhythm, ownership, metrics? And what should only I do at this level versus what must my team own to create self-managing teams? Because that line shifts at every stage. Now you might also be thinking, I just need to feel more confident before I change anything. But it doesn't work that way. Confidence doesn't come first. Clarity does. And leadership clarity is built through structure. So let me be clear. The leader who never questions themselves is usually not stretching. The fact that you feel the weight of leadership at a higher level is not a weakness. It's a signal. You're in transition. If this isn't addressed, your team engagement stays inconsistent. Ownership and accountability stay unclear. Your team continues managing up. Decision-making slows down. Your leadership load keeps increasing, and your business hits a ceiling, not because of your people, but because your leadership design isn't supporting scalable leadership. And if you're recognizing this leadership pattern in your business right now, here's what I want you to know. This isn't a confidence problem. It's a leadership design problem. And leadership design problems have leadership design solutions. If you want help unpacking this properly and reducing your leadership load so you can build self-managing teams with stronger accountability, higher team engagement, and more consistent team performance, this is exactly what we work through inside the High Impact Leader Club. It's a space for business owners and leaders who want clearer ownership and accountability, stronger team performance, and scalable leadership without carrying everything themselves. Inside the club, we unpack leadership patterns, build leadership clarity, improve decision making, and install a practical leadership rhythm that supports real ownership across your team. Structured thinking applied properly. Go to leaderbydesign.au/club and check out what's inside. So here's the summary. Most leaders believe imposter syndrome is a confidence problem, but it's not. It's a leadership design problem. And when you redesign your leadership, you stabilize team performance, accountability, decision-making, and leadership clarity. And you create the conditions for self-managing teams. So in closing, you don't need more confidence. You need better leadership design. Because high-impact leadership isn't built on how you feel. It's built on how your team performs without you. Redesign your leadership. Let your identity catch up. And confidence will follow. That's how high-impact leaders grow. If this resonated, share it with another business owner or leader who's feeling that transition. And remember, design your leadership, build your team, lead with impact.